What is truth? That's what Pilate wants to know. What is this truth to which you came to bear witness? What is truth? And Jesus' answer is to stand there in silence without a word. It would be nice to put the truth into a short list of things we could memorize. It'd be nice to express the truth in a few pithy sayings that we could commit to our heart's memory and trot them out when we need them. But the truth that Jesus came to bear witness to, the gospel truth, goes deeper. Which is why the gospel truth comes to us in a story. If we were meant to be able to sum it up in just a few words or a few phrases or a few sayings, then that would have happened. That's what they would have done. God would have dispensed with the whole Bible and just given us a short list. But now we have story after story that communicates truth, culminating in the gospel story, the story of Jesus, that gives us gospel truth, good news truth. And that's why we're here tonight, to hear that story, that biblical story, and to hope that as we listen to it, we will hear gospel truth. And hearing gospel truth depends on listening to the biblical story and paying attention to your own story and seeing where those two stories intersect. That's gospel truth. Good news truth. Truth to live by. If you're someone who has said terrible things to his father, or a father who said terrible things to his son. If you're someone who has lived a life that is so opposite to God's way that you feel like you could never, ever get a new start, a new hearing, then it's gospel truth when Jesus looks down from the cross and says, "Father, forgive them." If you feel that no one cares if you live or die, if you feel alone in your responsibilities, that there you are day after day trying to do a good job and no one really cares, no one really notices, then the gospel truth may be that moment where Jesus' friends all leave him alone in the garden, and Jesus continues alone on his path to the cross, where he feels even God forsakes him. And therein the gospel truth for you is that Jesus walks with you on that journey. That you are never alone. If you're wondering what to do with your life, if you're wondering what really matters, then looking at the cross just might be enough gospel truth for you to see that giving your life away in love is really the only way to have a life that's worth living. If you're overcome by grief, the grief of a few days or the grief of many years, whether it's the loss of a mother or a husband or a child, the gospel truth may be in realizing that God too knows what it's like to give one's beloved up to death. And if you're troubled by the suffering of so many people in this world, to hunger or to violence, from greed or from war, then the gospel truth is that you are not alone, that God too is not only troubled, but God's body is broken at the suffering of so many people. And that this supper that we share is a pledge that one day we will sit down at table in the kingdom of God when all wrongs will be righted, all sufferings end, no more tears, no more pain, but just life, the life that is God's precious gift. The gospel truth is where your story and Christ's story intersect. Many years ago, I went with a group of middle schoolers to a camp, to a weekend, in a place in Pennsylvania called Jumonville. It's high on a hill, on a mountain ridge, and at the top of this mountain ridge, there is a cross, an illuminated cross. It's probably 60 feet high, made of metal. You can see it for miles. And one of the things you do when you go to Jumonville is you make a trip up to the cross. And of course, you do it at night, because at night you can look down for miles and miles. You can see 50 or 60 miles on a clear day. On a clear night, you can see lights almost as far. So one night, Saturday night, our middle schoolers decided it was time to head up there. And being middle schoolers, they did not want to take the winding gravel path up this rather steep hillside to the cross. No, they decided to go straight up the hillside. And being perhaps not so much a good advisor as being younger than, I went with them straight up the hillside, lagging behind because they were much more nimble, much more energetic than I. And I finally came over the last little rise of the hill to where we could see this huge cross gleaming against the night sky. And there are the 12 middle schoolers on their knees in a circle, no adults around at all. All of them in a circle holding hands, saying the Lord's Prayer. If you look at the cross, if you really look at it, the gospel truth can do that to you. In Christ's name, amen.